Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we try and answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. My name is Marcus. Sarah's here.
I am indeed.
And Chris is here as well.
I am.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, during this pandemic, many governments have banned certain activities and things. In government, laws are created, amended, or sometimes dropped to try and, at least ostensibly, improve our lives. Today, we are answering this question. If you could ban something, what would it be, Sarah?
I'm getting straight in there. We are passing this law, please. Can we ban men walking around topless when it's summertime? I think this is a particularly British phenomenon.
No.
Please, if we've got listeners out there who, you know, it goes on elsewhere, please do tell me. But there is just something about this country. The sun comes out and I haven't got a problem with it. Do it in your garden, do it on the beach, maybe do it in the park. But like walking around the streets with no top on.
Does it drive you to lust, Sarah? Is that the problem? You can't control
you got
yourself.
Me. That's it. I just can't rein it in. No, I just don't. And it's, you know, it's nothing to do with the way people look. Like, hey, I feel the same way whether you are absolutely ripped or if, you know, you're a
like
bit on the bigger side. Exactly. Like either of you lads. It's nothing to do with that. I just, why do you need to do it? It's a massive double standard. Like, women can't do it without getting arrested. And it really, to me, feels like this kind of, like, macho, like, oh, look, I'm the big man. Like, get out my way. And, like, I've been in shops. I've literally been in a corner shop in London where a topless man has come in and, like, trying to get past me. And I'm like, don't touch me with your sweaty, topless body.
Free the nipple, Sarah. Free the nipple.
No,
it's a campaign.
Put the nipple away. No. Put it under a T-shirt. Keep
it's
it there.
The Lord's good creation.
There's a campaign for free the nipple.
It's a hashtag, but don't look it up.
That is about men's nipples on social media don't get censored, whereas women's do.
But I think, though, you should be able to show one nipple. Free the nipple.
All right.
It should, because that's a bit of a
nipple singular.
That's a poor campaign. It should be free the nipples. But
all of the nipples.
All of the nipples, all of the time. But Sarah, I at the start of that, you said that men being topless in summer, and I agree with you. I'm not one of these men. I never have been, and I don't think I ever will be. Goodness knows what would happen.
That's so good to know.
Yeah, don't you worry. But you said during summer. If they're doing it in winter, is there a bit of respect? Do you sort of think, you know what? You probably are the man. You probably are quite hard, if you're quite tough
if
you're going around.
I think at that point, my brain is spending too much time being like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
To worry about being annoyed or, you know, any of those feelings cropping up. I'm mainly being like, you're going to catch your death out here.
What if, are they allowed to do it at sporting events, Sarah? Like, if they whip their shirt around their heads and maybe they're covered in tattoos...
You can
have right,
here we go, here we go. Well, this will be an exception for the law. I'm thinking about what the clauses are going to be, you know. You can whip it off for a quick celebration, whip it around your head, get it back on again.
Okay. So there's a time limit.
Yeah.
Can you whip it out?
You cannot.
There are already laws.
There is already a law.
That's thankfully already on the statute book.
There's no need for us to wish for that to be banned. So what do you think of men wearing vests out and about?
I don't have a problem with them. No,
what about
okay.
What about are men? I would wonder if in workplaces. See, if a woman walks in.
If a woman, that was my point.
Is it really? Oh, Chris, far away.
Gender inequality of the workplace. I want to ban that.
Is that
because we men suffer in the summer?
To be fair, I have thought that before. I do not think that's okay. But
you're not allowed to wear shorts. You've got to wear trousers in most
places. Could you wear a dress?
No. Well, maybe you could have got away with that,
You should. Well, maybe it should be that everyone is allowed to wear a dress.
When I've worked in offices, we've always been banned from wearing what we want, as where the women get to wear what they want. Sandals, flowy dresses, vest tops, which you were going to ban just then, Marcus, as where we have to wear shirts and ties and trousers. It's sexist.
I do find, to be honest, dress codes in general, like, baffle me slightly. Because, like, is your work going to be any different for wearing a shirt or if you're wearing a vest. Like, if anything, being more comfortable will mean you'll do better work.
Yeah. Well, Sarah,
as long as you're not topless.
In North Korea, blue jeans are banned.
Whoa.
I mean, when I'm making the laws, hopefully it won't be like North Korea.
Yeah, apparently they symbolise world imperialism. That's why the colour blue.
Oh, they're reading into it a bit much, aren't they?
It's the least of their troubles.
Are they allowed different colour jeans?
Yeah, black jeans, it's fine. But as I say, it's the thin end of the wedge when we get to North Korea. Maybe more on them later. Chris, what would you ban if you were put in charge?
I want to ban people saying the most obvious things to make them sound like they're amazing and that they just want applause. You know when people say, I just don't think you should hit a woman under any circumstances. I'm like, no, anybody. Just don't hit anybody. Yeah, exactly. I hate it when people say, you ever hear it every now and then, people saying things that are just obvious to get an applause or to sound good. It's like,
abusing animals is just exactly. So lame.
Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't kick puppies. No, of course you shouldn't, you idiot. Stop talking.
I do agree with that. Ban the bleeding obvious. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, just like, don't talk. Just save your energy. Save the air for the rest of us who've got something to say.
I definitely agree with that. Well, obviously, like, you know, killing people's bad and it shouldn't be done. Yeah, that's why there's laws to stop it.
Yes,
idiot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, right on, man. Right on.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no one's thought of that before. Well done.
This is why I think that North Korea is a progressive country. No one else bans the stuff they do. No one has thought about blue jeans. They're the
streets ahead.
They are leading the way.
Yeah.
They are
leading. They've got to the root of the problem there.
Oh my goodness!
Absolutely right. Yeah. Do you know? It's interesting. At the moment, in pandemic times in the UK, singing and playing woodwind instruments is currently banned. Because you're not allowed to raise your voice in public and the kind of, you know, sort of the blowing the air like you would do. It's funny, isn't it? But did you know on the London Underground, singing is banned, generally. It's always been banned.
What?
Yeah, singing on the London Underground
really?
Is banned. Yeah. That vicious pack of Sheffield United fans I once saw singing away. I obviously didn't get the memo on that. gambling is banned on the London Underground.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't really understand how you'd get into a position where you could gamble on the underground.
Why?
On your phone.
You know, Chris and I play
poker. Or someone comes over and is like, I reckon I can, you know, I can jump across that gap. Want to put a bet on? Like, I don't really, apart from that, how else are you going to, I don't know.
Yeah, anything longer than 2 metres is banned on the London Underground, which I think, do you remember that footballer, Jan Koller? Chris, the Czech Republic guy, the massive guy, who's about 6'8".
What are you going to say?
Well, I think he's over 2 metres.
Oh, yeah. So you'd ban the exceptionally tall people?
Yeah, well, anything longer. Obviously, it's an object that's longer than 2 metres.
And people are not objects, Marcus.
Correct, Chris. Correct.
No, please remember.
Thank you for stating the bleeding obvious.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Ban him. Ban him. Banned. Blocked.
Ban him.
Reported.
And his leather leggings, Sarah.
Yes, exactly.
Can't wait to see you learn leather leggings one day, Chris.
Oh, I would imagine.
With a bang on trend.
Leather hot pants. Ooh.
I would ban very tall people gambling on the London Underground. Although I feel that there's probably a rule in there somewhere. Genuinely, I would ban loud car motors. I hate them.
Oh, yes, please.
I hate them.
There is no point of them in them.
They also, the only thing that they are good for is telling you what you need to know about the person driving the car. Mm-hmm. And I can't, when you're driving, especially in London, where the average speed limit is usually 20 miles an hour these days, you know, you can't go fast. When you hear a car, and it is that explode, like a bomb's going off, that, you know, and then like that, and you sort of, you just think, what are you doing? Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not into cars, right? I'm not bothered, but many people are into cars, that's fine. That's, you know, if you like that sort of thing, that's okay. That's your business. And I understand if, you know, you're on a big open country road, you know, you might want to go fast or you're whatever within the speed limit and certain motors. But there is just no need for a car to rumble away. You can get plenty of very fast cars. You can now get electric cars that can go very fast, for example, Sarah. You don't need...
Almost silently.
Yes, exactly. You just don't need it. I can't... Whenever I hear a loud car motor rumbling past, I just think, get out of my
airspace. I think
they're
being safe. They're letting people know where they are. Mm. Because we all have headphones in now and we wouldn't hear the cars. I think that they are thinking about all of us, Marcus, and you should get with the program.
I think
that's
think about others.
I'm going to ban your head from your shoulders if you carry on with that. Now, what do you think of this? Carlisle City Council, often in the press in England, if you don't know, a rule introduced by them at the beginning of 2011, those halcyon days, was anything non-work related, any chat about anything non-work related was banned from their council offices. Miserable sods.
What?
Yeah. Wow. Discussions of the weather. If you just got married, just had a child, not allowed. And
that
the weather
is ridiculous.
Weather, holidays, and babies were three categories specified in the instructions. They were told if they wanted to talk about these things, they had to clock out so they wouldn't be paid for the time spent chatting.
That is utterly ridiculous.
North Korea.
That's based on one troublesome employee, isn't it? Like one person did any work because that's all they talked about, and that someone didn't have the guts to actually have a chat, and they've gone just write it into the new handbook.
They went for the nuclear option.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, an email sent out to staff warned them, and I quote, to be aware of the reason why they are here, which is to work and not to treat the office as a day-to-day holiday camp.
That sounds like someone speaking to, like, six-year-old children in school. That is
Victorian
that's made me
workhouse.
Quite angry.
Yeah,
genuinely made me. Yeah,
it sounds like a Stalin leaflet being passed around the gulag or something, isn't it? After much staff outrage and a little bit of help from the union, the ban was overturned. So the people won.
I love the way that they got it through to start with, though. Like, that's gone through some channels and they've got it through, and nobody's gone, do you think people are going to mind? You know, how's this going to work for staff morale?
I mean, like, as someone who works in the media, like, I would have thought most councils surely would be like, don't do anything the media can pick up on as ridiculous. And someone just never got that memo and was like, yeah, ban it. Ban it. Just ban it.
It's absolutely right. Do you know, with all this chat of this is nothing to do with Brexit or anything like that. But, you know, Polish potatoes are banned from England.
Are they?
Do they have a disease or something?
It was exactly, Chris. It was to do with ring rot outbreaks in Poland. But the Polish potatoes order in 2004 made it illegal for someone to import into England potatoes which they know to be or has reasonable cause to suspect to be Polish potatoes. How about that?
Was our beef banned from America? Like, is it still banned from? Because when we had mad cow disease back
quite
in
possibly,
the,
quite possibly,
I guess the 80s or something. Then. It got banned for decades, didn't it?
I think it did
for
a while.
I'm okay with, like, safety-related bans. Like, that's all right. I don't mind that.
It was triggered by a poor crop of potatoes in the UK, leading to importers searching for European replacements. Yeah, so they had to do it. In 2012, the Food and Environmental Research Agency reinforced the guideline. So, you see a headline of a ban or something, you think that's very, very strange. And sometimes, yes, blue jeans, North Korea. It is quite strange, but sometimes there is a meaning behind it.
They need to update these things, though, don't they? They can't just let it linger on for decades and decades. It's like, oh, yeah, we've forgotten about that thing and it's still banned.
I don't know how Polish potatoes are viewed by the Food and Environmental Research Agency nowadays in England, but I think it might still be there. But as I say, in 2012, not that long ago, it was reinforced, the guideline, you see. Sarah, did any of our good listeners respond when putting out the call on social media to what they would like to see banned?
They always respond. They're great like that, Marcus.
Oh, yeah.
They've always got something to say.
Indeed.
So it was interesting when you were talking about the noisy exhausts.
Mm.
Noisy things do annoy a lot of people. I would count myself as one of them.
A noisy thing?
One.
Ban Sarah.
Noises annoy a lot of people, it would seem. Oh, yeah. We had Elise Gutierrez. She's in power. Straight for the chop is noisy snacks or packets in the cinema.
Yeah. Yeah, something we can all agree on.
I do, but I'm probably someone who does that.
Oh, I can imagine you doing that, Chris.
I mean, I wouldn't do it to annoy people. I'd do it because I want to eat something. And
I'm just
happens.
Hungry.
Yeah, I was once in the cinema, and that bit where it goes quiet, where the name of the film comes up, you know, the lights dim, and that's, oh, here we go. And all I heard was the obvious opening of a can of beer, like that. And then, and I thought to myself, I saw five young chaps walk in, and I bet it's one of them. And then about, I don't know, 5 minutes later, all we heard was, yeah, good beer, that, good beer. Yeah, nice beer.
I love that. Not
well
even trying
done.
To be subtle. Just
well
we all
done,
know what's
matey.
Happened here. Mm-hmm. Another another noisy one that annoyed Robbie Ross. He's a little bit worried this is going to be an unpopular one. I'm not so sure. He banned the sale of fireworks.
Ooh.
He only wants to see them for people who are registered for doing proper, you know, proper displays. And he says, I'm fed up of fireworks going off in the middle of the night at the park on the 5th of November or at Hogmanay and waking my kids up. And you know what? I'm behind that as well.
I have no sympathy because those two, he knows what's coming. And, you know, one of them is literally fireworks night. And then it's, oh, come on, I'm sorry, pal. One day your kid, children, they'll be able to sleep through it. Or you'll be, you know, maybe kind of, I don't know, give them earbuds that evening. No, not convinced.
One day they'll be enjoying setting off fireworks. Exactly. So you better let them know what it's all about.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I'm completely on board with him, I think. Or at least, like, have a 10 p.m. cutoff or something. Just, like, people are so inconsiderate sometimes. That really...
No, but that's not,
the
but
more
that's
I'm
not inconsiderate.
Is more about noises.
It's
it
fireworks
is.
Night
nighttime.
And New Year's Eve.
It's fireworks nighttime. Night. No.
It is. Sarah's all wrapped up at home with her leather leggings. She wants to enjoy the peace and
wearing
quiet.
A top. It's people are setting them off in their garden. Like, they're going to look crap. Go to the proper fireworks things.
I amend his banning? He should ban fireworks night. That's what he should do. Guy Fawkes night. Should get rid of it. That's
well, that
what he wants to do.
Bit. That feels a little
but
bit
it's,
far.
It's fireworks
nothing
night.
Wrong with a it's bonfire night.
Yeah, okay, right, whatever. Next one.
Right, well, I can see when that law goes through Parliament, how you'll be voting.
He tried to blow them up. I don't think they're going to put that through.
We had a few kind of more serious ones. Jaff says bullfighting.
Okay.
Which I feel like... Nah,
really banned the obvious, so yeah.
Keep it. That's what I want to do.
Bring it back.
We don't have it
here. I agree with that. Yeah, no need for that. Tim Bevan said religion.
Oh. Chris, you're a trainee. You're a trainee vicar. Chris, what do you think of that? Put you out of work?
I think, yeah, we do. So let's not ban it just to keep me in a job.
Come on, you wouldn't want your old pal Chris going jobless, would you?
Exactly.
No, jobless, not topless, because Sarah's banned that.
Yeah.
Jobless, not topless. That's my motto.
Might become topless if you're jobless. I don't know. Anyway, one often leads to the other.
We had the wonderful Andrew McNeil, who has a very specific one he wants to ban, using super. The word super as an adjective. So saying you're super excited or you're, you know, it's super cool, really bothers him. And he's going to put you in the slammer if you say that.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's the kind of totalitarian stuff that I think I could get behind.
That you're on board with.
Yeah, I'm not interested in banning blue jeans or anything like that. But if a leader came in and went, we're not going to have adults use language that makes them sound like silly children, then yes.
Oh my goodness. Mm. Can I share a personal one on that then?
Yeah, oh yeah.
People who say when something is delicious, nom nom nom.
Oh, I hate that.
I'm sorry.
I hate that.
Put them in prison.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just no, it's not okay. No. It's never been okay. It's especially not okay like 15 years or whenever people started saying it. Mm-hmm. No, ban it. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
So Sarah, you and I rarely agree on these things. I am 100% behind you on that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so nice when we see eye to eye.
Death penalty.
It like makes my skin crawl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
I can't stand it. And also food related, Lauren Robertson said Coke Zero. There's no need for it when we have Diet Coke, which is supreme.
Fair enough. I don't like it either.
Yeah. No, I don't drink them. Only full fat fizzy for me.
Yeah.
You know, it actually really annoys when people say full fat because I'm like, it's not fat, it's full sugar.
I do that as well, Sarah. I do that as well.
Ban being pedantic.
Nobody likes a pedant.
Do we have any more from our good listeners?
The last one I will share with you is Dan Bilton, who, this could be a little bit controversial, banned smoking. Okay. I've never really found out what the appeal is. It damages people's health and it wastes a lot of money and it just doesn't taste or smell of anything nice. Just ban it.
Yeah.
What about cigar? People who say they ban smoking, they often like a good cigar. So, well, Big Dan B, would you have a cigar on a celebratory evening?
No, because they're disgusting.
I agree with Sarah. I was fascinated to go around the cigar plantations in Cuba, though. I appreciated the smoking ban when it came in sort of pubs and restaurants and all the rest of it. That was a game changer, absolute game changer.
Oh yeah,
God bless them for doing that. My goodness, you think about life. I think of life before and after that smoking ban. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
You'd come home from any night in the pub ever or anything like that, just like stinking.
Oh, it was. I'm glad you're old enough to remember it, Sarah.
I remember like going to gigs as a teenager like coming home and like literally, like, you know, I'd have school the next day. So I'd like washing my hair late at night because I'd be like, oh, I just smell of stale smoke.
Sarah, I am old enough to remember when smoking was allowed on long haul international flights.
Yeah, that's just. Absolutely.
That seems bizarre now, doesn't it? Like,
it really does seem bizarre.
Dangerous.
It's absolute madness. It was, when would it have been? 1995, maybe, or 93, definitely sort of early mid 90s. And they had the last couple of rows on the flight were smoking, and we were sat a row in front of them, which made all the difference.
Yeah. As if no one. It was like in restaurants where they had the smoking area, except your table could be right next to the smoking area. It'd be like, well, I might as well be in there.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Is it as crazy as banning computer games? Because Greece did that in 2002.
They banned computer games.
Sarah, you're a gamer. People don't know this about Sarah. Sarah loves computer games.
That makes me sound a lot cooler than I am.
No, it doesn't.
I'm a gamer.
Yeah.
To try and prevent illegal gambling.
Like at a Comic-Con.
Yeah.
What?
It was
illegal gambling.
Yeah. Well, it was the ban was
stupid.
The ban was disregarded, you know. But it was quite reminiscent of the Taliban when they ruled Afghanistan. Well, I don't know if they ruled Afghanistan, that's probably an incorrect statement, but they had some sway. They didn't like Western technology. Art was banned. Which included all computer games as well. And, of course, in Iran, again, with the Western stuff, haircuts that are deemed to be too Western, such as ponytails for men, mullets and mohawks, they're out. Banned.
Some people would argue mullets don't need to make
Yeah, an ounce of sympathy there for the Iranians, some rare sympathy. One that is quite well known, I think, is in Singapore. It is illegal to import chewing gum into the country. So chewing gum's effectively banned there, which apparently I've not been, but it keeps the pavements so clean. You look down at a pavement, anybody who's listening to this, other than Singaporeans, you'll be disgusted. Just glance anywhere on the pavement. I appreciate at the moment a lot of us aren't allowed out the house that much. But honestly, crazy.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Absolutely crazy. Mm. Is it as crazy as Iceland banning strip clubs, Sarah?
I don't... I think I've got complex feelings about that.
Getting rid of filth in another kind of way, you could say.
Yeah, well, I guess I've got quite complex feelings about that. I think I need to sit down and sort of have a think about that. Well, what was the reasoning behind it?
Smut.
Well, in that case, get rid of it.
I would imagine. I think I've got two more to finish with here, and I think I've saved the best ones till last. In 2016, the Malaysian government banned yellow clothing. This was after thousands of protesters wearing yellow T-shirts took to the streets in Kuala Lumpur, demanding the resignation of the prime minister. Wasn't having any of it. Since then, anyone wearing yellow can be arrested under the assumption that they are protesting the government.
That just seems really, like, fragile and really, like, I don't like it. You're the people who tried to overthrow it. No, I don't like it. Don't wear yellow. It's like, the colour isn't going to hurt you. Mm. Like, common enough that, like, it's not, like, some special symbol.
When you just protest in a different colour together until they banned...
We're wearing black. Yeah. Banning that now.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'd
take out with a gilet jaune, Chris. You know?
Yes.
And to finish, perhaps the most ridiculous thing to ban, the Chinese government have effectively banned reincarnation.
Well, that'll stop them.
Yeah, Buddhist monks in Tibet are not allowed to be reincarnated without permission from the government. The law, which is under the State Religious Affairs Order, number 4, and I'd imagine there's a fair few in China. So who was our man who wanted to ban religion? He should go and live in China.
Oh, Bevo.
Yeah, or North Korea. They ban religion. If you want to ban religion, go to the places where they ban it. See how you get on.
Look who you've aligned yourselves with, Bevo.
Oh, no. No.
Bet you wish you hadn't said that now.
That law was passed in 2007. And it was, I think some people suggest it was created to insult the Dalai Lama and hinder his influence on the public there. So the mind boggles. The mind simply boggles, ladies and gentlemen. So there we
are. I'd like to ban one thing more.
Go on.
Go on, have a bonus ban.
When you get charged, added tax on things, just give me one figure. Yeah. I don't want it broken down. Just charge me one figure. You know when it says this plus tax or plus VAT or wherever you are?
I want to know.
I don't care.
Just give me the total.
Exactly. It's confusing. I'm on a night out. I don't want to think about mathematics. I just want the bill. So, yeah.
Chris, I feel like you and I have seen eye to eye on this show for maybe the first time, and I love it.
2021's our year, mate.
Yeah. I think most places in the country do that. It's very rare to find it, but I think in America, certainly in the past, in parts of the country there, that'd be very frustrating. You think, oh, that's only $5. I'll take that to the count, and they go, that's $6.10, and you go, hang on a minute. No, all agreed. All agreed, ladies and gentlemen. And, so there we are. I think we've had a lovely time talking about things like that. It's just as... Fortunately, very, very fortunately, the vast majority of us never get into any kind of power to implement these things, and that is a wonderful thing. I think we can all agree. Thank you very much for listening to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers. It's been an absolute pleasure. If you want to follow us on social media, at AQQAPod is where we are on Insta and Twitter, so do get involved. It's lovely being back amongst you. We had a nice little break, so thank you very much for bearing with us there. But we're back now. We'll be back next week as well with another brand new episode of Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers. But until then, thank you very much, Sarah.
Thanks, Marcus.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.